Coming up next on KMET Los Angeles, we'll be speaking with Brian May of Queen in just a couple of moments. Brian May, welcome back to KMET.
Thank you, Cynthia.
It's good to see you again. The last time you were by here, it was last September. It was right before KMET presented a couple of nights of Queen at the Forum,
yes.
Which are outstanding shows. Anyway, congratulations on this brand new solo project.
Good. Yes, this is the day at long last. Yeah, it's been lurking on tape for a long time now. We had a few contractual things to get through before we could put it out, you can imagine.
There's quite a story behind it, so where do we begin?
Well, basically with my little boy, who's 5 years old, who was mad keen on this Starfleet series in England, which in fact was a redone Japanese kids science fiction story. And it had this theme tune, which Jimmy said, "Hey, you shouldn't be doing this stuff, Daddy, you should be doing Starfleet." And so I listened, and I got really keen on it as well. And I thought one day it would be nice to do a real hard rock version of it. And It wouldn't really have fitted into the Queen format because we don't do anybody else's material for a start. And also it was my kind of baby. So the next step was when I was in LA and realised a lot of friends were around and available. And I just thought, well, why don't I actually do it and get these people to play with me?
Mm-hmm.
And but really just for fun, not with the idea of putting it out. And Edward Van Halen was one, who's a very good friend, and a very big sort of, very full of enthusiasm for everything, you know, that sort of gave me a push. Philip Chen was around, and he's a very buoyant character anyway, and he says, yeah, you have to do this. And Fred Mandel, who we've been on the road with, a keyboard player we took on the road with Queen last time,
mm-hmm.
He said, yes, I'd like to come in and play. And Alan Gratzer, who's very near me when we're in LA, he's kind of my neighbour, and a very, very good friend, and he said, yes, this is a worthwhile thing to do, why don't we actually do it? So we went in and spent 2 days playing Starfleet and a few other things, and really anything that came into our heads. And it was just a whole new experience for me, because I've never been into this sort of supergroup business. I've never played with other people except my own group, really. Very seldom, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And we suddenly realised we were all pretty new to this, and it was just a nice experience. Shall I go on?
Let's just play it. This is the super Southern California debut of Starfleet 94.7. This is KMET. KMET Rock and Roll Radio for the first time anywhere. That is brand new from Brian May and friends. Brian, that is exciting. That sounds so good.
Sounds good on your system, I tell you.
I mean, Raul's running around playing air guitar to it or attempting to.
Yeah, this should be
it
TV,
sounds
really.
Great. Oh, God. So that's you playing with Eddie Van Halen, Alan Gratzer of REO, Phil Chen, who you said has played with Rod Stewart?
Yeah, he was in Rod's band for a while. Okay. Now he's on his own.
And Fred Mandel, who has played with you on stage, and he's also going to be on the upcoming Queen album, is that correct?
Yes, he's been nipping in and guesting on the Queen album too,
great.
Yeah, which is very exciting. He has a unique style.
Oh, this is exciting. This is real good. So this single, Starfleet, comes out today.
Yep.
Right? And the entire album is not due out for another week.
Next week, yeah.
Right.
It's a mini album, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else is on the album?
There's another track called Let Me Out, which is an old song of mine, which just seemed to be appropriate. It's a semi-blues song.
Mm-hmm.
Which gave us a chance to really settle back and think about what we were playing, because Starfleet is pretty hectic. It's a different sort of feel altogether, this track called Let Me Out. And we all solo. We have little bits to do our stuff. And it's quite relaxed. And the other track is a very, very long one. I think it's about 15 minutes long, which is basically jamming around some old riffs from Eric Clapton. From the Blues Breaker album of years ago. I don't know if anybody remembers that. But for us, we all decided it was our inspiration in the old days. The album with Eric Clapton holding the Beano up in the front.
Yeah.
Called Blues Breakers. It was actually a John Mayall album.
So Clapton's been a hero of yours for a long time, right?
Oh, yes.
Went to see him when he was playing with the Yardbirds?
Yeah. The Yardbirds and Cream and...
But he's also a fan of yours, too. I mean, he said some nice things about you.
I saw it in the press. I don't actually really know him. I've said hello a couple of times, but I wouldn't say that I know the guy. But yeah, he has said some very good things about me, which is great. Fab.
So the album, which is a mini album, will be out next week, and Starfleet will be on it, Let Me Out, and Bluesbreaker, dedicated to EC.
Yeah, that's
oh,
right.
Oh, goodness. Oh, it is great. And tell me about the video that is going to accompany Starfleet. You're also working on that, right?
Oh, yes. The series which it came from in England is It's for kids, really, but it's the kind of thing which grown-ups can appreciate. It's done with models. I suppose something like the old Thunderbirds, but a lot better, I would say. And they very kindly gave me their footage. I asked for the episodes that I wanted, and they sent me all the stuff. So we're busy editing it together, and I will be in there as a kind of face narrating the story of the movie. So it's like a little mini movie.
How soon can we expect this video?
As soon as we get it done, I suppose next week.
Oh, good. Well, outstanding. Okay, well,
it's full of robots smashing things up and mechanical pterodactyls fighting all sorts of ridiculous stuff.
Well, heck, I think we should play Starfleet again, Brian.
You want to play the other version?
Yeah.
I can explain what they are. The version you just heard was for the single, which is edited down and has a little kind of glossy introduction, which I thought would be easy for people to get into. But the version which we're going to play now, which is from the album itself, is a much longer version. And it kind of ambles into the beginning because we weren't quite sure when we were going to start, and we're all looking at each other and saying, okay, shall we go, kind of thing. And then when the song is supposed to be finished, Edward felt like he couldn't stop, and so we all pile back in about three times again, and the thing just goes on and develops to some new things at the end.
Oh, goodness. So this is yet another Super Southern California debut. This is the album version of Starfleet, and featuring some amazing guitar interplay between Brian and Eddie. Listen to it. Starfleet, here on KMET. Rock and Roll Radio KMET for the first time anywhere. That is Starfleet, the album version from Brian May and Friends, a mini album which will be in the stores next week. It's not available right now. That is Brian May with Eddie Van Halen, Alan Gratzer-Vario, Phil Chen, and Fred Mandel playing together. And Brian, again, it's hot. It's
great,
so good.
Thanks.
It
I'm
really
pleased.
Is. I'm really excited for you because I know that for years people have been after you to do something, you know, Brian, do a solo album. And it's nice to see that you have, you know.
Yeah, well, this isn't really solo. This is not me standing on my own two feet. This is me, you know, this is very much a joint effort.
But it's something, you know, you started on your own.
Yeah, it's the original impetus. But those guys, every one of them is such a gem. It was such a privilege to play with them. And my big fear when I booked the studio and we were about to go down there, I just thought, my God, the worst thing that can happen is I can get down there and I've got all these great people in there and maybe I won't know what to do with them. You know, that was the big fear. So I made sure that I did my homework and tried to make sure that it would work. But everyone just played great and it worked out. Wonderful.
So let me ask, as far as Queen goes, everybody is intact. Freddie Mercury, John Deacon, Roger Taylor, everyone is
very happy.
They're
all still alive, yeah.
Everyone is, in other words...
happy is too strong a word.
Oh, okay, fine. But I mean, this mini album is no indication of any split or...
Oh, God, no. Everybody
good.
Is firmly based in their bands. Yeah, that's something which, yeah, I'm glad you said that. Yeah, it was purely a one-off thing and a bit of fun. And I was sort of persuaded to put it out. I didn't intend to, but it seemed like a good idea. Actually, the original impulse for me to put it out came from a young man in a group I was producing in England called Heavy Petting. They have a guitar player called Punky Mendoza. And he's a really nice, very good young guy who's very much influenced by Edward, I think.
Yeah.
And I just played it to him one night. I had a cassette player on the Walkman. And he said, "You're not going to put this out? Are you crazy?" And that made me think, well, maybe I should.
Oh, good.
Get it out there.
Oh, I'm so glad he encouraged you, because it's hot. It really is. The Brian May and Friends album, again, will be out next week. It'll be in the stores. It features Starfleet, Let Me Out, and Bluesbreaker, three Dynamite tracks. And then, of course, new Queen album. That'll be out, hopefully, Thanksgiving, huh, Brian?
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Oh, all right. Well, Brian, thank you very much for stopping by today and making our Rocktober celebration so special.
Thank you. You've been great, as always.
Oh, thanks.
It should be TV.
Brian May, who is nice enough to stop by today and bring by a brand new song by the name of Starfleet. The first time ever heard on the air right here on KMET.